Are you walking in the presence of God? That's the subject today on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe.
Maybe things are going well. Maybe you've prospered economically. Maybe you're living your dream. Maybe you see things going well in your life, but there's something that's missing in your life because you've pushed away the presence of God. Are you willing to move forward without the presence of God?
Welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Jobe. Mark is president of Moody Bible Institute and senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And I'm Wayne Shepherd. Great to have you with us. Did you know that it is possible to push away the presence of God, even as a Christian? Sometimes we get so focused on what we want in life that we end up moving further away from God. And Mark, today you're going to help us learn how to restore that connection when we find ourselves outside of His presence.
And Wayne, sometimes it's in the difficult times of life that we press into God.
Mm-hmm.
But when things are going well, when there's no need for a miracle
right.
prayer.
We're so self-sufficient, aren't we?
Yes, it's very easy to say, as long as I get the blessing of God, I don't care that much about the presence of God. And we're going to learn from this passage what it means, even when we can have success, to desire the presence of God.
Well, let's begin the message now. Walking in the presence of God, here's Mark Jobe with today's Bold Steps.
Have you ever said to your spouse, "Hey, if you're not coming with me, I'm not going." Someone says, I don't know, my stomach is feeling a little bit upset, and you're all ready to go, and you look at your spouse and you say, "Well, you know what, I'm going to stay home too, because if you don't come with me, then I'm not going." How many of you have said that before? Yeah. Sometimes it's because you really don't want to go there without them. Sometimes it's just you just don't want to go there, and this is a good excuse to get out of it. But sometimes we say, "I just don't want to go without you." And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I'm going to title this message, "I Won't Go Without You." And I want to talk to you about the presence of God. You know, the presence of God is something powerful. It's something compelling. But it's oftentimes, well, I was just holding my grandson recently. He's in the back of the auditorium. I hope he's listening up. I think he's in the back of the auditorium. He's 9 months old. And so, you know, he's at a stage where there's a little bit of a stranger anxiety sometimes. So he gets around people he doesn't know and he kind of shies away. But when I go to hold him, I'll pick him up and hold him. And, you know, he grabs at my face and pulls my ear and he's fascinated with my lack of hair. So he loves to slap the top of my head. I've become his new drum lately. And so he slaps the top of my hair. But when I'm holding him sometimes and he wants somewhere to do something else or grab something else, he'll push away from me. His legs will, like, he's trying to grab something else. And he you got to hold him tight so he doesn't drop him. But he pushes away because he wants something else. Some of us here today, we love the arms of the Father. We love the protection of the Father. But we also find ourselves spiritually pushing away. Oftentimes, trying to pursue what we want, what we desire, not knowing that we're actually pushing the presence of God away from our lives. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Exodus chapter 33. Exodus is in the beginning of your Bible. Second book of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus. Exodus chapter 33. I believe there is a message here that is powerful, compelling. I believe that God is going to speak to some people today. How many of you believe it as well? All right, there's some of you that do. I believe that there's a lot of us that have pushed the presence away from our life. And that we have some of the answers to God's prayer, but we lack the power of His presence in our life. In Exodus chapter 33, you may remember the story. God calls Moses to be a liberator of the people of Israel. And there's a dramatic story in the Old Testament how God liberates the people of Israel from 400 years of slavery, and now they are on their way to the promised land. This is talked about as a land flowing with milk and honey, a place where they can build their homes, raise their kids, a place where there is fruit and vegetables and things grow well, a place of safety and protection. After 400 years of slavery, they're very excited about it. Moses is leading this big team. They stop at Mount Sinai. Moses goes up to the Mount Sinai, he tells Joshua to wait down there while he goes up to Mount Sinai and to meet with God. The people of Israel wait expectantly. They wait a day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 10 days. People start saying, "Where's Mo?" That's what they called him back then. "He's not coming. Where is he? Did he get lost? Hey, has he abandoned us?" 20 days go by, he's still not there. 30 days go by, he's still not there. The people start getting restless. They start getting a little bit nervous about what's happening. Moses is not here. What's going on? And so then someone has an idea. They say, "Hey, Moses is not around. Why don't we go back and reach back into our old lifestyle?" Those things that used to bring us confidence, those things that used to bring us comfort, they reach back and they create a gold calf. Now, a gold calf was the gods of the Egyptians, the very people that enslaved them, the very people that oppressed them, worshiped the golden calf. And so they go back and they create a golden calf and they start worshiping a golden calf in just merely 40 days. You see, it's like that little baby that's holding you for a little bit, but then starts pushing away because they want something else. They push away the presence of God for something more immediate, more tangible that they want here and now. And I pick up the story right there because Moses comes down from the mountain with the tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments. He sees what they're doing. He throws them on the ground. They break, and now they're at a crossroads. God is angry against the people of Israel. Moses is confused about the future, and this is where we pick it up in Exodus chapter 33. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. I want you to know today that some of you are living lives in which you have pushed away the presence of God. Some of you, there's no crisis in your life. Maybe things are going well. Maybe you've prospered economically. Maybe you're living your dream. Maybe you see things going well in your life, but there's something that's missing in your life because you've pushed away the presence of God. And that's the lesson for today. Are you willing to move forward without the presence of God? So, four things I want you to keep in mind. Write this down. Number one, you can make life choices that please your flesh but push away the presence of God. Verse 3, in fact, I'm going to start in verse 1. Exodus chapter 33, verse 1. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Leave this place, you and the people you brought up out of Egypt, and go to the land I've promised you on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.'" How many of you know God is a generational God? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeah, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What God did in the past, he can do now in the presence as well. God has not changed. "Saying, 'I will give you this to your descendants. I will send an angel before you and drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Havites, Jebusites.'" There's a lot of ites there. "Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey." Listen, here it goes. "But I will not go with you, because you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way." So if you're taking notes, write this down. Number one, you can make life choices that please your flesh, but push away the presence of God. You see, the people of Israel had a promise. God had said to them, You have a destiny. I'm going to take you to a land that's flowing with milk and honey. But because of their disobedience, because of their pushing God's presence away, God says, I'm still going to honor my promise, but I'm going to withdraw my presence. I'm making a deal with you, Moses. I'll give you the land flowing with milk and honey. I'll give you the territory. I'll give all this to you that your heart has desired, but I'm going to withdraw my presence. My presence will not go with you. Do you want it? You see, I believe that a lot of us have looked at that and we've taken that deal. We've said, God, yeah, I want all the good things. I want these things, but I can do without your presence. And I think some of us are living our lives right now. We've accepted the promise, but we've pushed away the presence. We want the hand of God, but we've missed the heart of God. Do you realize that the way that we do this often is we fall into the same trap that the people of Israel do? We have legitimate needs in our life, but oftentimes we seek to fulfill those legitimate needs in illegitimate ways that are not God's way. Are you tracking with me? You have the legitimate need for peace. Some of you say, Pastor, you don't know how stressed out my job makes me. Man, I just get home, I'm stressed, I'm amped up, I'm worried, I'm anxious. I just feel like I'm on edge, and I just want a little peace. And is peace a legitimate need? Yes. But when you snort a line of cocaine, or find other ways and you get drunk or buzzed or find other ways, what you're looking for is peace. You know how many addicts I've talked to that started out with just trying to calm their nerves? And I said, how did you get into this? Well, I was just doing it to calm my nerves because I was stressed out. And I had it under control, Pastor. I had it under control. Then I needed a little bit more and 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 a little bit more. And then I needed it to get up in the morning. I needed it in the midday. I needed it in the afternoon. And now I'm in a rehab center. Why? They had a legitimate need, the need for peace, but they pursued the peace in an illegitimate way. How many of you know what I'm talking about here? And what happens is this, is that we have a legitimate need, but we pursue it in an illegitimate way, and in the process, we push the presence of God away.
You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, a message about walking in the presence of God, and we've reached the midpoint of today's program, Mark, and since it's Monday, why don't we take a look at what was in this morning's Bold Stepper Weekly?
Yeah, so if you don't know what the Bold Stepper Weekly is, it's just a email that comes out from us to you to get your week started in the right way. Devotional thoughts, personal stories, reminders of keeping your focus on God.
The name Corrie Ten Boom came up this morning.
That's right. Well, if you've ever heard of Corrie Ten Boom, we share a little story in the devotional about her and the presence of God. You know, I remember being in Israel after the Holocaust Museum. There's a little tree there planted in her memory. What a story that is that
beautiful.
She has.
Yeah, a powerful story she has. I love that you not only share relatable stories like that in the Bold Stepper Weekly, but also you help listeners understand the truths of God's Word in a very practical way. And we get some up close and personal information from you and your family as well.
That's right. I have two grandchildren, and so just recently I forgot my iPad while I was preaching, and my wife didn't want to come on stage. She was in the back, and she said to my three-year-old grandson, hey, could you take this to Papa? And so he walked on stage and brought me my notes. We had a little moment there, a preaching moment on stage with my, he's not even three yet, almost.
Who knows, maybe he'll be in the pulpit himself someday. Huh?
He may be.
A special moment there. Thank you, Mark. Well, if you're not receiving the Bold Stepper Weekly, just visit our website, boldstepsradio.org. It's free. There's no obligation. We'd love for you to get that email every Monday morning. Well, Mark, let's get back to your lesson now. Walking in the presence of God.
I'll talk to that married man and he'll say, you know what, Pastor, I just want to be loved. I just want to be understood. I feel like all my life I've been misunderstood. People expect from me, I'm giving. I just want to be happy. That's all I want. I want to be happy. And he's telling me this, trying to justify the affair that he's having with another woman that's not his wife. I just want to be happy. Now, is happiness a legitimate need? Absolutely. But you can try to find a legitimate need met in an illegitimate way. And in the process, what happens is that we start to push the presence of God away because we're pursuing a legitimate need in an illegitimate way. When we please the flesh and go about things in a way that's not God's way, then we start to push the presence of God away, pursuing our needs. Here's the promised land. It's all yours, but my presence will not go with you. That's called compromise. You say, well, how does the presence of God not go with us? Well, let me just say that if you're a believer here today and you have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, not just because you've gone to church, a Christian church, but you have actually had an experience in which you have surrendered your life to Christ, the Bible tells us that you have been given the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. You have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three in one. The Bible says that when you come to Christ, the renewing agent in your life and in your body and in your soul is the Holy Spirit. The moment that you surrender your life to God and invite Him to be Savior and Lord of your life, you receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That means that God Himself now, as of your surrendering to Him, comes and dwells inside of your body. The Bible says that you are sealed into the day of redemption. That means that wherever you go, you take the presence of God. Hello. That you, some of you mistakenly think that when you come into an auditorium like this, that you are coming into the house of God and that God is here. But if you walk out the door, I've had so many people tell me that. People say, well, I don't know if I'm going to go to church, you know, because the ceiling may cave in. No, it's not going to cave in. And some people have this idea that if you come into the church, that suddenly you're on God's radar. It's like, oh, I lost track of you. Where were you? Oh, there you are. Now you're in church. Now I know where you're at. And God is somehow confined to some auditorium or some sacred religious space. But when you're out of that space, God loses track of people. That's not how it works. God is omnipresent. He's present everywhere all the time. There is no exception. God is in the deepest, darkest sea where man has not yet gone. He is in the crevices of the universe. He's behind the solar systems that we don't even know exist. If you go there and say, we have discovered this, the presence of God is already there. He's already there. But you, as a believer in Jesus the Christ, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit, which means that you, as an individual, have the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. Your body is the dwelling place of God. When you walk into a place, you take the manifest presence of God. You are been given the presence of God. Now, you can have the presence of God and yet push the presence of God away. Listen to me how this works. In Ephesians chapter 4, it says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. If you're a believer, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. He can't get out of you. He is there until the day of redemption. The good news is this. No matter where you go, you have the Holy Spirit. You can't get the Holy Spirit out of you. You are sealed until the day of redemption. You can walk in the dirtiest, darkest place. He's there. You can go wherever you want to go, and God is there. He's inside of you. You cannot get the Holy Spirit out of you. You cannot undo what God has already done. You are sealed until the day of redemption. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Here's the challenge. Your body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit. So if you decide to go rogue on God, God is still in you. And you could say, forget this God stuff. I've had enough. It's too difficult. It's too hard. I'm going to go out. And guess what? The Holy Spirit is still with you. You're going to go to the seediest bar that you know. You're going to do the things that you're just going to go wild. Guess what? The Holy Spirit is still in you. Whatever you see, He sees. Wherever you go, He goes. Whatever you decide to do with your body, He's still there, because you cannot undo the Holy Spirit. But what you can do is grieve the Spirit. So whatever you watch, whatever you see, whatever comes out of your mouth, the Holy Spirit has a front door seat to it. And when we start fulfilling or chasing needs in our life that are legitimate needs in an illegitimate way, what happens is we grieve God's Spirit that lives inside of us. So the Spirit that is supposed to bring joy and contentment and peace and happiness, instead that Spirit is grieved. We sense the grieving of God. We sense the sorrow of God. And you wonder, what's wrong with me? Listen, the most miserable people on earth are people that have decided to give their lives to God but are running from God, because you don't belong in the world, but yet you feel uncomfortable in God. And so you might as well just surrender and go all the way towards God. Number two, if you're taking notes, write this down. Genuine repentance is the only invitation that will restore the favor of His presence. The Bible says that when Moses came down to the people and said, God has given us the promised land. You can have the land, your dream, flowing with milk and honey. But he said this, but His presence will not go with us. And he said it in such an ominous way that the people understood that this was a bad thing. And look what it says in verse 4. When the people heard these distressing words, they began to mourn, and no one put on ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, tell the Israelites, you stiff-necked people, if I were to go with you for a moment, I might destroy you. Now take off your ornaments, and I will decide what to do with you. So the Israelites stripped off their ornaments at Mount Horeb. So this is what's happening right here. The people of Israel have discovered that God is saying, I will give you my hand, but not my heart. I will give you the answer to your prayer, but my presence will be withdrawn from you. If you're truly a believer in God, if you truly have faith, that's devastating news. Because you don't just want the hand of God, you want the heart of God.
And we'll continue with part two of this lesson when we return for tomorrow's program. You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, a message about walking in the presence of God. And if you want to revisit any part of today's program or find more biblical teaching from Mark, be sure to visit our website at boldstepsradio.org. There you'll find all of Mark's previous messages, along with a wide variety of faith-building resources, like our special Bold Step gift. And to tell us a bit about this month's featured resource, here again is Mark.
Does your faith sometimes feel only surface level deep? As though you're unsure of what's really at the core of your belief? Or maybe you just have some unanswered questions about some of the claims of Christianity. Well, no matter where you're at in your journey of faith, Tim Keller's book, The Reason for God, is a first-class guide to apologetics you need to explore. By lifting up the evidence and logic that goes hand in hand with your faith, Keller provides helpful clarity on why the Bible can be trusted. The history is there, the philosophy is sound, and as Christians, we need to be ready to share the reasons for our faith. That's why we're so excited to offer this powerful book as our Bold Steps gift. So, if you're ready to explore the fundamental questions that shape our belief, reach out today and request The Reason for God. We'll be happy to send you a copy right now to your door when you give a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Bold Steps.
To give that donation and to ask for The Reason for God today, just go online to boldstepsradio.org or give us a call at 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. And did you know that you can access more of Mark's content from Bold Steps and other platforms like social media and YouTube? To stay connected with us on social media, simply sign in to your Facebook or Instagram account, search for Bold Steps Radio, and hit the like or follow button. Plus, we've just launched our brand new YouTube channel where you can subscribe and watch Mark's insightful teaching videos on various topics such as developing a solid marriage, cultivating personal growth habits, and finding your true purpose. So log into your YouTube account, search for Bold Steps Radio, and click the subscribe button on our channel. Now, if it helps, our website handle for YouTube is youtube.com/@boldstepsradio. And if you'd simply like to hear these daily messages while you're out on the go, perhaps during a workout or running errands, be sure to subscribe to the Bold Steps podcast on your phone or mobile device. Just open up your podcast app, search for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Job, and click subscribe. For a shorter, more convenient feature, you'll also want to subscribe to the Bold Steps Minute. This 60-second feature from Mark offers encouragement and biblical insight to help you refuel and reconnect with God anywhere and at any time of the day. Just search for the Bold Steps Minute on your podcast app and subscribe for these helpful daily features, or visit boldstepsminute.org. And that brings us to the end of today's program. I'm Wayne Shepherd. We'll see you tomorrow for part two of this message on walking in the presence of God. It's coming up Tuesday, right here on Bold Steps with Mark Joe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.